Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Community Connection. I'm your host, Jeff Vaughn. With me today, for the first time in a while, is Acting Mayor Gary Moore.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you, sir?
I am doing all right. Thank you very much for coming out. I know it's a busy time. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, a couple years ago, whenever you were acting mayor after Brent McGuire resigned, is about that time that the city officially made the mayor a full-time position as opposed to part-time.
That is correct.
And now you have part-time job on top of, or pardon me, a full-time job on top of a full-time job. So busy schedule. We appreciate you taking the time.
Well, I appreciate it. It's kind of hectic, but we'll do what we have to do to get through.
All righty. Well, this is going to be your first meeting this go-round as acting mayor. You are voting as mayor, so in theory, won't have any ties or anything like that, unless
you've
got an alderman absent or something.
Right.
And we'll start off on this agenda. It's a six-item agenda, and most of these, I'd say most of these are fairly routine items. First up, awarding bids for the sale of vehicles and equipment. This has been something, this agenda item, obviously different equipment, different vehicles, but city's kind of been offloading some of its extraneous materials.
Yes, we've been trying to get rid of, dispose of some property that's not useful to us anymore or just needs replaced. This one had quite a few items on it. I'm happy to report that we did get a bid on every item, so hopefully every item disappears, and that come to a total of $26,888, for the city. So that's a nice profit for us.
Is this from a particular department, or is it just kind of hodgepodge?
It's citywide. Every department had a little bit. Just a good opportunity to get rid of some stuff.
All righty. Well, the next item, somewhat similar, some power plant property that evidently some bids had gone out on that, and you're going to be rejecting those and putting it back up for bid?
Yeah, several months ago, the council approved a tentative agreement to sell the power plant that we had up there behind the old red and white building. But working through the contract and whatnot, it come up to some roadblocks. So we feel that it's in our best interest to reject the original sale and put it back up for bid.
So you said that was several months ago when the...
Yeah, I don't remember the exact time frame, but it's probably been, probably 3 or 4 months ago.
Okay, so this is going to be something that more than likely will continue to be a relatively long process. I mean, it's going to take several months before anything happens.
Yeah, it takes a little bit, to get the, all the legal documents drawn up and make sure everything's correct the way both parties need it.
All righty. Third item. This one's interesting to me. The park board last week started talking about maybe accepting payment, electronic payment, and here, discussion and possible action concerning credit/debit card usage and fees on the city council agenda. So obviously that's not the same as electronic payment, but it is, paperless payment. So what's going on with this?
Yeah, it's been several years ago, the city with payment system networks, we started taking a, debit card, credit cards, for utility payments. And at that time it was kind of, it got tailored to where it was just for utility payments only. Unfortunately the city has some departments, like the cemetery where we sell grave lots, street and bridge, we'll have contractors that will want to pay for street openings. And up until now, they've never been allowed to use a debit or a credit card, to pay for that fee. So we're hoping, or I'm hoping that, city council will allow the collector's office to accept a debit or credit card for any transaction for the city.
So it says card usage and fees. Most of the time there is a, 3%
yes,
transaction fee, so will the city have a surcharge on top?
The aldermen will take a look at that, and that will be up to their decision. It's kind of one of those double-edged swords. I personally don't like, having to pay an extra fee to use my own money, but I mean, there are several businesses, and the exchange rate for the credit cards can get hefty. Just the city last year, we processed about $2.7 million in credit card transactions, and that equivalent to a fee of $27,000. Now, I mean, that's a large number, but you know, as you look at businesses, you know, everybody, most of the people are adding a fee to use a debit or a credit card. So we'll have that discussion. If the council wants to continue to let the city absorb that fee, that's what will happen. Or if they want to pass that fee on to the residents, we'll make that change.
So this can be a two-parter. You can approve credit cards,
yes,
or debit cards, and also, if that happens, can approve a transaction fee or not,
yes,
approve. Okay, awesome. And I have to ask, because again, the park board, city does not have any sort of PayPal or Venmo or any sort of payment method like that.
No, we
it?
Do not.
Okay.
Working through payment system networks is the only card carrier that we use.
Alrighty. Item 4 on the agenda. It's also one of the interesting ones for me. Pay raises for police chief and assistant chief. So, city, as of right now, at least as far as I'm aware, does not have an approved for the next year police chief or assistant chief. Didn't wind up happening at the last city council meeting. So, seat will continue to be unfilled for at least another council meeting, both seats, correct?
That is correct. You know, with last month, you know, everybody's aware that, you know, Brett McGuire, you know, didn't make approval. You know, Keith Colclasure is the acting chief at this present time. But on the special council meeting we have, we went ahead and approved the FOP contract through negotiations. And part of that is, you know, the chief and the assistant chief are considered management, so they're actually not in the union. But, you know, it's always been the intent of the city, whatever the FOP gets, you know, we will pass that on to the chief and the assistant chief, just like we do the IBEW contract. You know, we approve that for the non-IBEW personnel also. The chief, the assistant chief, I mean, the intent was, I don't think we was going to appoint assistant chief, but, you know, I just left it in there. We can strike through that and deal with it if the chief becomes available later. You know, the chief of police, you know, we'll work through that.
And the FOP contract for the rank and file, we'll say, correct me if I'm wrong, the pay scale for that was 12% over 3 years, 5% for year one, and 3.5% years two and three?
That is correct. 5% for year one and 3.5% for the remaining two.
And so you said these will be similar scales for the
police? It should be the exact scale.
Perfect. Last two items on this agenda are pretty they're not new.
Nope.
Not your ordinary church. Another street closing request for them. They do this fairly often. You know what this particular one's for?
They're having a concert, and they're having an individual come in that was, I believe, and I apologize, I don't remember his name, but he's been elected to the Blues Hall of Fame, so they're going to bring him in, you know, on a Sunday, July 31st, and just looking to close the street so they can get as many people involved as they can.
Is that just the street right in front of?
Yes.
What is that? Third Street?
Third, I believe.
All right, so that's July 31st. Was there a time frame on that? Is that 5 to 8 or something
like that? I believe that's what we're going to look at.
Okay, and that is a Sunday, you said, July 31st.
Yes.
The last scheduled item on the agenda, I was talking with Libby Lingefelter last week, and she sent out a press release as part of the Chamber of Commerce talking about 4th of July activities, and she's, or the chamber, I assume, has brought forward some requests for some recreation funding to help out with some of those activities. Is that correct?
That is correct. You know, they're going to have some music available from 6 to 8. They're going to bring back the food vendors. You know, we used to have the food vendors down there, and it kind of went away. But they're looking to revive that, you know. And then they're going to have a disc golf tournament on the park down on Broadway. You know, there's a facility and already set up for that that gets used by some people.
Which is something not a lot of people know about. I think it's, was it Bob Woods Memorial
Park? I believe
Park,
that's, I yes, yeah, right there on Broadway. I mean, there's some reviews on it online, but, you know, just I don't think a whole lot of people know it's there.
Yeah, it's, disc golf's pretty fun, so that's neat. And the 4th of July activities, the fireworks and the live music and all that,
yes,
stuff, again, correct me if I'm wrong, that's going to be on the 3rd.
That will,
correct,
be on the 3rd, yes.
So that's a Sunday. The Independence,
yes,
Day itself
is on
Monday.
Yes.
So Any idea what the figure was, what this funding request was for?
For this item on the agenda,
yes.
It's just minimal. I think $200 to $500 somewhere in there.
All right.
The recreation group is doing a fine job. They're helping out with Christmas, and it's just great to see them contribute.
So that's about it for the agenda, unless there's a some sort of special report that you have, or that all
the only thing up. That I added that's maybe not been on there before is just a financial report. I mean, the city is a multi-million dollar run company, and I'm just going to try to, this is our first year of our new year, so just going to try to give a breakdown of the departments, if you will, and expenses, revenues, and where we're standing at, and hopefully I will continue to do that as we go forward.
Will there be a there'll be a printout of that?
Yes.
Where people will be able to find it on the city website?
Yes.
Or anything?
Yeah, I'll have a spreadsheet that I'm working on that'll be available.
Fantastic. Good. Thank you very much. And then, miscellaneous business. We'll see if there's anything that pops up there. Is there an executive session? None of these items appear to need one.
Well, there will be an executive session dealing with, with the sale or purchase of some property.
Okay. You had one of those at the special council meeting,
yes,
as well, correct?
Yes.
So is this an extension of,
yes,
that?
Yes, it is.
Okay. We'll leave that be. Special session or executive sessions being what they are. So that's the meeting. That's the council meeting. It'll be streamed on Facebook. Continue to do that. That's a nice service. Appreciate the city doing that. And so now we come to the time of this interview. Can take as long or as short as we want, but for you, again, the second time that you've stepped in as an acting mayor, and this go-round is a little bit different. You had some notice last go-round. The city had notice when Mayor McGuire resigned, gave us 2 weeks and kind of able to plan for it. Different circumstances this time with Mayor Dreith passing away. And also the timing is different because Mayor McGuire was in his twilight months of his term, and Mayor Dreith was in the first half. So next April, the city's going to have a special election to fill the seat of the mayor for the remainder of Mike Dreith's intended term.
Two-year
term. So for you, as acting mayor now, you were appointed, earlier this month in June up until April, so you don't have a whole lot of time as acting mayor. I know Mayor Dreith had several projects that he wanted to see done, some that he was able to see done, and some that, red tape being what it is, kind of made it difficult. Is there anything in particular that you're looking to move forward on?
Not really. I mean, like you said, Mike had a lot of irons in the fire that he was trying to get done, and hopefully we can step up and just continue to move forward with those projects and attempt to get as many and as many things done for the city as we can.
All righty. April, going to be stepping back into your alderman position, correct?
Correct.
How long do you have on your term as alderman?
And there were, also, the next city election will be in April, so there'll be four aldermen from each ward elected, and then there will also be the special election that will fill the mayor's remaining two-year term.
Is your term as alderman?
My term, Tyler Lampley, Cody Atterbury, and myself, and Jerry Lisenby will be up in April of
23. Yeah. All right. Well, that's some big names on the city council coming up for election there. And again, that's down in the future. We'll worry about that when it comes. But anything else in particular?
I look forward to, working with the city, the residents, the merchants. I'm here to listen. I'm available if anybody wants to talk. They can get a hold of me several different ways. If you need something, good or bad, come and see me and we'll see what we can do.
All righty, fantastic. Acting Mayor Moore, thank you very much again for coming out. Appreciate your time, and hope to see you again later this month.
Thank you, Jeff.
This has been the Community Connection. I'm Jeff Vaughn. For all of us here at WFIW Radio, thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.